Give me your wallet, cause I wanna stuff it. What do you want for that?
Big lamps.
What do you want for that?
A kid bike.
What do you want for that?
German Shepherd.
What do you want for that?
Paddleboard.
You selling? I'm Byron. You selling? I'm Byron.
The Taggart and Torrance podcast has amassed over 4.5 million downloads, picked up the 2018 Canadian Comedy Award for Best Audio Program. You might know the book Canadianity, charted at number 4 in the Globe and Mail's bestsellers list. Audiobook hit number 1 on the Audible bestsellers chart, which makes sense because we love their voices. The Buds are here. How are you, lads?
Hey.
I feel like there are a couple of asterisks necessary for your intro. Our book reached number 4 on the Canadian nonfiction bestseller list for 1 week in December.
That's just so friggin' Canadian. Come on.
That is the most Canadian thing you could do.
I'm apologizing for some modicum of success for one fleeting week.
That's how we do it. The first half, the first 5 minutes of everything is usually apologizing for grandstanding.
Well, especially I'm on the East Coast, right? You have to apologize.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Jonathan Torrance, obviously, Jeremy Taggart are here. Before we go any further, guys, and talk about the album, which is amazing, anytime we have anybody on, we sort of want to do a little bit of time talking about sort of how your COVID experiences have been. Tell me where you are and who you're with and what it's been like for you guys so far.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I'll go first. I live in rural Nova Scotia. Our life by design is quite tranquil and countryish. We live on a dirt road. Just to give you one anecdote, when we were building our house, the contractor asked where we wanted the doorbell. And my wife and I were like, a doorbell eliminates our chance of pretending we're not home by like 80%. So we have like basement drills. Like, girls, there's a car on the road, lights off, everyone go to the basement. So I know people have said this before, but I feel like I have been training for this for a long time. And it's been really nice to have the girls home. I almost feel guilty saying that out loud, that we've really tried to savor this time. And we've been doing something that's kind of fun. I was telling Jim Richards, guest lectures via FaceTime from family members. So their grandfather's been teaching them geography, and their aunts have been teaching science and social studies and things like that. So it's kind of been a nice opportunity for all of us.
Oh, wow.
I know
that's amazing.
Not everyone's experience. And again, East Coastness, I have to apologize that I've enjoyed myself the last couple of months. But that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Now, I actually, go ahead, Jeremy. Where are you? You're in Ontario, no?
Yeah, I'm just north of, just north end of Richmond Hill. And I'm lucky enough to live on a lake. So it's kind of like vacation in a sense. And being a musician, that spent a lot of time on the road, that's the closest thing I can, I guess, see to what this is after being home for 3 months and being together and kind of quarantined and not going out. It's very much like being on the road for like 6 months and you're on a day off in a hotel and you just don't care to go outside, and you just feel kind of, trapped in a room. But everybody's kind of getting a taste of what it's like to be a musician who's been touring for a year straight, and they just don't care.
I read that tweet, Jeremy, because you were like, now everybody else knows what it's like to be on a 9 month tour on a day off inside of a Quality Inn on an off day with a club sandwich and shitty cable.
Yep.
I'm an optimist by nature, though, but I have to assume to a degree people will come out of this thinking, I'm not in the relationship I'm supposed to be in. I'm not living where I want. I don't like my job. Life's too short. Like, maybe it's too soon to find an upside, but I have to assume that people will come out of this refreshed and recharged and with a new plan.
Okay, let's talk about the Bads album. Guys, you got to take me through. When was the very, very genesis of this? Take me to the beginning, straight through to today.
Go ahead, Jer.
Yeah, well, I guess it's been almost 2 years of like the idea and actually speaking to the wonderful Joel Carrier at Dine Alone Records to get us the deal and start writing songs in different studios. And we've been through, with Tim Oxford, who produces the podcast and does the technical stuff. He helped engineer, and Anthony Carone from the Arkells was with us writing songs with us. We were at Aaron Goldstein's studio. We did some songs at Metalworks and Gilmore and all those wonderful people there. So we kind of spent a lot of time in the studio at different times, but every time we went in there, it was very productive. And this album is complete. Like the song, the 10 different tracks go everywhere from hip hop to country to, you know, crazy 60s pop to spoken word. So it goes all over the place. It's really fun. It was a great experience.
And there's some great videos from the album that are already on YouTube.
Well, let's go!
On y va!
The cow says moo.
Le vache dit mouf.
The sheep says ba.
Le mouton dit baf.
The horse says neigh.
Le cheval dit neige.
And the pig says oink.
Le cochon dit schrumpf.
The cow says moo.
Le vache dit mouf.
The sheep says ba.
Le mouton dit baf.
The horse says neigh.
Le cheval dit neige.
And the pig says oink.
Et le cochon dit schrumpf.
No matter where you go.
I'm going to bring you into a conversation that Amanda and I had earlier by text as we talk about the debut single, Animals Sound the Same. And Amanda, what was it exactly you wrote me in text?
That's some weird S. Can I say that word on the radio?
Yeah, I think you also said, I think my nieces would have the bejesus scared out of them if they saw this video.
Okay, so this started from, I was having a conversation with a friend who'd been traveling in Europe, and roosters in Europe say kikariki. They don't say cock-a-doodle-doo. And that melted my mind because it had never occurred to me before that animals would speak different languages in different parts of the world. And now, of course, it makes perfect sense. It's not that surprising. And I remembered from being in French immersion when I was a kid, there were always books that were like Le Chien dit Waf. O-U-A-F. I was like, wait a sec. How come a dog in French says waf instead of rough? So this song was our sort of parody of kid shows, and especially bilingual kid shows in Canada. And one thing that I kind of learned through doing a record, which I've never done before, Jer's obviously done this a bunch, is that comedy translates. They're sort of lateral skills. Like even in music, it's either funny or it isn't, and so
right.
I was pleasantly surprised that at least some of my skills were kind of lateral in this arena.
Did you guys shoot the video for this during COVID-19?
Yes.
We did three videos in COVID.
All of them
quarantine. Yeah, the score was actually face to face back in November, but the other ones have all been in quarantine.
I have to tell you, too, Jeremy, that your look in the video for Animals Sound the Same reminded me of when I'd be going to do my morning show the day after Pride, and I would go through the village, and I'd see people at, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. My eyebrows. Litter.
My eyebrows, yes. The walk of shame look.
Well, we both have young daughters. So our young daughters did our hair and makeup for the Animals video, and they also contributed artwork to the video as well.
Aww.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jeremy Taggart and Jonathan Torrens. Taggart and Torrens about the new album. It's called Bads. It is out June the 11th. The debut single is Animals Sound the Same. Let's talk about a couple of the other videos. First off, let's talk about You Selling, I'm Byron.
These are all people that live and, you know, breathe in the podcast and characters that come up. And the beauty of it, of the different genres, is just these. They're so, the people are so different that it makes sense that, you know, the Commander Donnie, who's a he's the strip club DJ at Popular Girl in Sherbrooke, Quebec. His jam would reflect that.
Right.
If you've ever driven through rural Quebec, you know there's like a gas station, motel, adult entertainment, like fish and tackle store. Like they just combine everything into a roadside destination. Yeah.
Jonathan, give them an example of like what's upstairs and what they have to offer in the song. Like what's going on.
So they're entrepreneurial as well and trying to offer like maybe an erotic bed with some chicken fingers and a tank of gas for like $19.99. Yeah.
And a bath.
Some quality marketing.
A beer bath. Maudite beer bath.
For some reason, my default French announcer guy, I think, is born out of the Expos. Number 8, numéro 8, André Dawson. So if you imagine that voiceover guy landed at Popular Girl on the side of the highway in rural Quebec. That's sort of the reference point.
But if you walk into a place, you will hear, okay, guys, décor la guy.
Yeah. Just a reminder, okay, guys, no minors after 8 p.m.
I knew this would happen. I'm totally off the rails and I'm running out of time. Okay, so we got to talk about the video for the score.
Drizzy is my neighbor. He lives just across the street. He invites me over, borrows my lawnmower. We head to the club in our twin Range Rovers. Fortine at the Raptors, packed to the rafters. I and Larry Obi at the private party after. Rainy day, people think they got me on the run, but the haters going down like the wreck of the Edmund. Rolling on 23s, weekends at Bernie's. Cribbing Georgian Bay, sell my schooner on the high seas, spitting railway trilogies. Dylan wants to be me. Elvis jacked my song, so did Peter, Paul, and Mary. Cause I'm the folk music Gretzky. B.
Yeah!
And that's the score.
That's the score.
Huh? What? And that's the score. Huh?
It's kind of like Frank Yankers-esque puppets. We got Drake is in the video. Essentially, it's a Gordon Lightfoot meets Drake sort of mishmash hip-hop track with puppets. Tons of Toronto references. Tell me about this song.
Well, it's same thing. We found out that Drake lives across the street from Gord on the Bridal Path.
Yeah.
And they were both sort of in the press saying, like, yeah, man, we live across the street. And Drake was like, you know, I'd be open to hanging with Gord. And Gord was like kind of quite vocal about the fact that they lived close together. So we concocted on the podcast the idea that there was this underground tunnel between both places. And Gord would just roll over and lay down some, like, spit 16 bars real quick at Drake's house after hours, popping bottles of Cristal. And so as far as the musical chocolate and the comedy peanut butter, the idea of Gordon Lightfoot doing a diss track produced by Drake really struck us funny. And then he needed sort of a nemesis to have a beef with. We concocted this notion that Gord would have a problem with Bruce Coburn. Like, two total gentlemen of Canadian folk music beefing with each other. So Gord spits some lyrics like, buy a rocket launcher, I could buy the whole factory. Like, he's sort of boast-rapping that he's better than Bruce Coburn.
You're the Bruce Peninsula. Is pretty strong too.
Yeah, you're all by yourself. Exactly.
It's so clear that you guys had so much fun putting this album together. I mean, I can only assume that it just made your bond and your relationship even stronger to sort of branch out into a full on album.
Definitely.
Definitely did. And I was really it was really cool to see Jer in his natural habitat. And I'm at the stage in my career where I'm looking for kicks. And if you told me 5 years ago, I would have co-written a book or played live dates touring across the country or now released an album, I would have thought that was both impossible but also a really cool thing to aspire to. And so here we are. It's quite a thrill.
Yeah.
The album is out in wide release on the 11th of June. And, you know, from as a Nova Scotia resident, most of the time, I still have a place there, and I know you're there, Jonathan. I just want to say, you know, it's been a rough time for Nova Scotia, and the fact that you guys are putting out some laughs, I think, are desperately needed, and I think a lot of people in Nova Scotia are going to be downloading it and having lots of laughs, so I want to thank you both for that.
Awesome. Nice of you to say. In typical East Coast fashion, you know, it was cloudy and drizzly this morning. The sun came out this afternoon. It's kind of a metaphor for what life is like these days, but the restrictions have been lifted, and morale is high. We're coming around.
Yeah. And the way things have changed, we're actually, you know, people would think there's no live shows, but we actually have a side door access show that we're playing on the June 11th that you can go to our Twitter page or taggartandtorrens.ca and get the information to come to our show on the 11th. So it's going to be a good time.
Over on the dance floor, all the lovers and fools spinning round and round while I watch and drool. I got dressed up for nothing. I'm looking like a tart, cause the only thing I'm blowing is a dart.